Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging in this most difficult of times. This is an important show right now, folks. I've been doing this for 21 years, and it's never been more important than right now. There's a lot of stuff floating around. There's a lot of misinformation floating around. There's a lot of fear floating around, and hopefully we can calm the waters a little bit and make sure that you're up to date and know what to do when it comes to dealing with the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Pardon my raspy voice. I did a Facebook Live today. I did a podcast today. And I'm recording this show, and my voice is at the end of a very long day. So I'm doing well, but I've been talking a lot today. And I haven't had to do that for a while. So welcome. Glad to have you with us. Let me get some stuff out of the way that I have to get out of the way every time or somebody gets mad at me. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what what they're talking about. And that's not many of them when it comes to long-term care issues. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't mean anything, but I have one. I don't sell insurance, but I have a license. I'm a legal document assistant. I'm registered as a legal document assistant in Sacramento County. My license number is 200405. I have been a legal document assistant for 16 years, which means I'm allowed to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. Documents such as trust, wills, powers of attorney, those kinds of things, deeds. But I have to tell you that. I have to tell you what else. Everything, I'm not a CPA, and everything I talk about here is my opinion only, and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion. Now, my opinion, quite often when it comes to the issues of long-term care, is not only correct, it's very correct. So glad to have you with us. We're going to talk important stuff. I'm loaded for bear here today. So I hope you'll take the time to listen to this. You also need to know that next Wednesday, the 8th of April, I'm going to be doing two webinars. They're going to be live and they're going to be on Zoom, which means there'll be video webinars. I'm going to do one at 10:30 in the morning and one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You will need Zoom on your computer, but that will, if when you go to my website and you click the link, it will send you a letter confirming your reservation and all the information on how to get Zoom, because this is going to be a video conference and it's going to be two ways. You'll be able to see me, I'll be able to see you. So you'll be able to ask questions live, you'll be able to get information live, you'll be able to do all the kinds of things that you want to do. I've worked hard to put this together in the time of COVID because it's harder to meet face-to-face. It's harder for me. It's harder for you. It's just difficult. And yet people have questions about the issues of aging and long-term care in nursing homes. I'm going to give you some information today. I'm going to give you some information you probably never heard before about who's responsible for a lot of the lack of preparedness in California. And no, it's not Washington. It's a former governor. I'm going to talk about some other things. A new coronavirus hits another nursing home in California, infecting probably 50 people. So we're going to talk about lots of stuff, and you're probably going to want to listen. The real key is, after you listen, are you going to do anything? Are you just going to gather the information and say, oh, isn't that interesting? That Bob is so interesting. Or are you actually going to get off your rear ends and do something about this? It's really an important question. I know somebody whose mom is in assisted living. He can't see his mother. Can't see her. Can't go in. Can't say hello. Pardon me. Again, my voice is shot because I've been recording all day long. Can't go in to see her, can't take her chicken soup, can't hold her hand, can't say, hi, mom, how you doing in person. They have to do it via Skype or FaceTime or one of Zoom or something like that. And needless to say, he's concerned and his mom is concerned. And this isn't a nursing home, it's assisted living, and they're all locked down. So the question I asked him, as I ask everybody, is, are you able to make decisions for your mom? Now, I know he is, because I made sure a long time ago that he was going to be able to do that. But the question remains a really good question. I've been talking to people for 30 years, maybe more, about being prepared for this day, and not COVID, but I've been talking to people for years. What happens when your mom has dementia? What happens when your dad has a stroke? What happens when, and all of a sudden, they can't fend for themselves? Who's going to fend for them? I got two phone calls today of people saying, you know, I don't have anything, and I can't go visit my mom or my daddy, and I go, what do we do? And I'm going, well, it's too late now. It may be too late if they have dementia. It's a question that has been brought to the forefront because of the virus issue, and people still aren't paying attention to it. I get phone calls all during the week. What do I do? What do I do? And my answer is always the same. Well, what do you want to do? When are you going to be ready to do this? When is it going to be in your face enough that you're going to make the decision to do something? So I'm having a webinar next week at 10, on the 8th of April at 10:30 and 1 o'clock. They're the same workshop. You can join either one. Are you going to take the time to join? Are you going to take the time to do this? Are you going to take the time to not only get information, but act on it? Or are you just going to listen to the show and say, well, Bob, it's all okay? It's not okay. You know it's not okay, and I know it's not okay. It's not okay. The question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? When are you going to act? Are you going to continue to sit on your hands and pretend that nothing is happening? You're going to hunker down in your house, and you're hoping it's all going to get better. There's 200,000 people in the United States impacted by this right now, last time I checked the numbers. Who's making decisions for those 200,000 people that are sick? What documents are in place that are going to, well, I got a will, Bob. I don't care if you have a will. Wills don't do anything while you're alive. They only say who gets your stuff when you're dead. And most people in the United States don't even have a will. So when are you going to start taking this seriously? Well, Bob, you're chastised. Yes, I am. Because I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've been begging people to be prepared for this day. And they're not prepared. And they think they are, but they're not. Well, I've got documents. So what? What do they deal with? When you did documents, did they ever talk about what happens if you don't die? What do you mean? Well, they talked about avoidance of probate. Probate's when you're dead. What happens if you're mostly dead? What happens if you're not dead? What happens if you're incapacitated or incompetent? Who's going to make decisions for you? Who's going to be able to choose where you live? Who's going to make sure that who can choose what kind of care you get? Who can make end-of-life decisions for you? Who can do all that stuff? I know you went to some crummy seminar inside a hotel room and you think you have documents. But you don't. You don't have documents for a lot of you that are going to deal with this. Some of you may, but a lot of you have stuff that's not going to address these issues. You have a statutory form power of attorney. You have a statutory form advanced health care directive. They only go into effect when you're declared incompetent. And you're not incompetent. You may be sick, but you're not necessarily incompetent. I did a Facebook Live today. If you don't follow me on Facebook, you should. 600 people saw the video within an hour of me doing it. Are you following my Facebook page? You can follow me on facebook.com/assetsandaging. Or you can go to my webpage, Assets and Aging, and you can follow me on Facebook. I'll probably be doing another Facebook Live video within the next couple days. And they'll always be topical and they'll always be up to date. This is important stuff. It's not minor. It's not, oh, I can wait until tomorrow. If we've learned one thing from this, tomorrow is here. I feel like I need to, you know, beg people. And I shouldn't have to, because I've been saying this stuff for 21 years here on the radio and 30, 35 years that I've been doing this. And how many, I've received two phone calls this week from people that were in my office within the last year, and now they want to do something. And in one case, it's too late. We can't do anything. I can't help. So at what point do you get serious and say, it's time for help? Let me read you something. I have a stack of stuff here that's at least, and it's all been accumulated within the last 2 weeks. Today, what was this in? This was the, where was this? I can't remember where I got this. I'll figure it out in a minute. But it just was on a news feed today. Business news of some kind. I can't remember. Anyhow, it's coronavirus hits California nursing home infecting more than 50 people. 51 residents and six staff members tested positive at a nursing home in, where is this? Cedar Mountain Post-Acute Rehab in Yucaipa. Now, Yucaipa's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and you go, well, God, I would think they'd be safe. And yet, almost everybody in the nursing home is infected. I don't know what to tell you. So down in San Bernardino County, Yucaipa's not like Los Angeles. It's not like San Jose. It's not like Santa Clara County. It's not like wherever. It's Yucaipa. And yet, almost everyone in the nursing home is now infected with this. And guess what? That place is in lockdown, and none of those families are going to be allowed inside. None of them. No family member is going to get to go inside. Now, my question is, for those 50 family, the families of those 50 people, plus the staff that's been infected, who makes decisions for them? Who now is going to make decisions? Is grandma in the nursing home going to be making decisions for herself? Is grandpa in the assisted living going to be making decisions for himself? Is Mildred in the memory care unit going to be making decisions for herself? I don't know, folks. And you can keep listening to all the, you know, retirement shows and all that. That's all great. That's good. That's fine. But it has nothing to do with the reality that I've been facing for 30 years, which is dealing with the frail elderly. Do you know that there are more? Listen to this statistic. Are you sitting down? Hold on to your chair. If you're driving, don't sit down. You're already sitting down. Be careful. There are more people over 65 in California than the entire population of Oregon. Let that settle into your brain for a minute. I'll say it again. It's from Stanford, folks. It's a Stanford study. Just saw it the other day. There are more people over 65 in California than there are in the entire population of Oregon. Now, if that doesn't somewhere grab your attention and you go, oh my gosh, I don't know what else to do. Article today from Dan Walters. If you don't know who Dan Walters is, you haven't been paying attention. Dan Walters was a columnist with the Bee for years and years and years and years. One of the best columnists in California. He now writes a column for Cal Matters. Go find this article and read it. California failed to prepare. Everybody's blaming the feds. But did you know we had a really comprehensive, the Schwarzenegger administration created the Emergency Medical Services Authority and invested tens of millions of dollars to stockpile supplies and equipment and three mobile hospitals. Do you know who undid all of that? Jerry Brown, because he wanted to give more money to who knows who. It was all undone. Do you know who's better at logistics than anybody on the face of the earth? The military. Where's the National Guard in all of this and all their expertise with logistics? California was prepared at one point, and then we got a couple administrations that decided it wasn't important. That making sure people got Medi-Cal, or making sure people got this, or making sure people got this, or making sure people got this, or making sure that somebody got a tent, or whatever. But what they forgot all along the way was this. And at one point, back in 06, we were prepared, and it was completely undone by two administrations in California, starting with Jerry Brown. Go read Dan Walter's article. It's enlightening. This was from April 1st. This was from today in Cal Matters. I'm holding the article in front of me. Read it. And then let me know who you're upset with. Each hospital, this is what Schwarzenegger set up. Each hospital would be the size of a football field with a surgery ward, intensive care unit, and x-ray equipment. Medical response teams would also have access to a massive stockpile of emergency supplies, 50 million N95 respirators, 2,400 portable ventilators, and kits to set up 21,000 additional beds. That was all undone. And everybody's blaming Washington. There's lots of blame to go around, folks. But this was, we were preparing for this at one time in California, and it was all flushed down the toilet to give money to somebody else. Nobody thought planning was important. If you think I'm making it up, go read Dan Walter's column today. On the 1st, not today, it was on the 1st. I'm reading the article that was published on April the 1st in Cal Matters. Go read it. And then let me know who you're upset with. And everybody's running around pretending like it's somebody else's fault, except for me. I don't care whose fault it is. I know where we are. And I know that you have a very short window here to make sure that your affairs are in order and stuff is in order. And if you haven't done it or you're not sure if it's any good, why? Bob, you're very excited. Yeah, I'm excited because I'm seeing this from a perspective that you're not seeing this from. And I've been seeing this for a long time. One politician, I'm not going to say who she is, but one politician that's been quick to place blame in February did a promo for Chinatown, telling everybody to come and visit Chinatown in San Francisco in February. It's a great place to be. So there's plenty of blame to go around. My job is not to figure out who's at fault or where this came from. We know where this came from if you really want to figure it out. But my concern now is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the information? You have a couple choices. You can call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, Assets and Aging, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up, or you can, for my webinar next this coming Wednesday, the 8th, at 10:30 and at 1 o'clock. You can also go watch my Facebook Live from last week. I think it was done on Wednesday of last week. You can go watch my Facebook Live, and there's actually a link on my Facebook Live to sign up for those. There's also a link on my website. But I suggest you stop blathering on about this and dilly-dallying and living in terror, and instead take the positive steps that you can take. The positive steps are making sure that if this happens to you or your family, you're prepared. It's one thing to hoard toilet paper, folks. I get it. Okay, you want to hoard toilet paper, or hoard chicken, or hoard Wheaties. I don't know. Eggs. But the real issue is, who's going to make decisions for you, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your loved ones, if you can't? And even after this passes, we're still back to the same mantra that I've been on for 21 years on the radio. If you're not in charge of your life, who's in charge of your life, and are you sure? And what can they do? And more importantly, what can't they do? Don't assume just because you have a document that it says your son, Bruce, can do whatever he needs to do, because that's never true. It's always not only about what somebody can do, but what can't they do? It's your choice. It really is your choice. You can decide to make sure that if something like this happens to you now or in the future, you're prepared. You're going to be able to make decisions for your mom or your dad. Do you understand? Let me go back. I said there's 6 million, there's more people, there are 6 million people over the age of 65 in California, more than the population of Oregon. Those people are going to continue to get older. That's you, your mom, your dad, your grampy and grampy. More than a third of those people are already receiving some form of long-term care, some form of care. Who's going to be in charge of their life if they can't be? Parents, you've got to let your children in on this. Children, you have to demand from your parents that they make sure this stuff is on the table. If this doesn't get your attention, then I'll never get your attention. Well, Bob, you're just sounding, you know, like an alarmist. No, not an alarmist. I've been talking about this stuff for 30 years. But hopefully, this has brought it to the front of your brain. So you can look at it, listen to it, and go, wait a minute. Maybe there really is something here. Maybe Scrivano's not a complete idiot. Maybe there's really something to what he's saying that's important. Are you ready? Is your family ready? Are you sure? Are you really? Are you positive? Or do you have documents you haven't taken out of the drawer for 10 years and you think it's all going to be okay and they were done a long time ago? Well, I'm married. My wife can make decisions for me. No, she can't. Not without documents. Well, she's my wife. I know, but HIPAA. Well, my kids can make decisions. No, they can't. Not without the right documents in place. What do you mean? Well, there's this thing called HIPAA. And the assumption with HIPAA is negative. If I didn't say I wanted you to know, it means I don't want you to know. So what are you going to do? This is a call to action. There'll be a break here in about 3 minutes. During that break, and afterwards, you can make a decision. You can call me. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assets, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for my webinar. I'm now equipped to do telephone conferences, Zoom conferences. I can do everything without you having to come to the office. I've planned for this day. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Call me up, get help, get to the webinar. You can sit in the comfort of your home. Look at my Facebook Lives that I do at least one or two a week. Listen to my podcast. Follow my newsletters. I haven't done a newsletter this week. I've been doing Facebook and podcasts. But you make the decision that it's time to now do something. And quit pretending that it's all just going to be okay. It's a call to action, folks. It's your choice. It's always been your choice. You can pretend nothing's happening and you've got it all taken care of, or you can actually make sure. 800-999-8007 or Assets and Aging, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Come to the webinar Wednesday at 10:30 or 1 o'clock. You can go to my website, get all the information, and sign up, and it'll tell you how to get on Zoom, and it's going to be a live video, and it'll be great. Or you can go to Facebook and watch my Facebook Live broadcasts. People all over Sacramento have been watching them. It's been growing exponentially. Become a part of it. Follow me on Facebook. Be up to date, but then purpose with your family to make sure you've done what you need to do so that someone can manage your affairs if you can't. Someone can make the decisions for you if you can't. It's more important now than ever. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you taking some steps to make sure you're ready. I look forward to seeing you at the webinar this coming Wednesday and on Facebook Live. Thanks so much for joining me. Follow me, stay in touch, and right here on KFBK every Sunday at 7 o'clock. I hope you have a great day.